Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 23rd. Once again, I'll be off Wednesday and Thursday, but somebody should be filling in for me from the office. I want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy time with your friends and family. The grains closed mixed with December corn at 3¾ cents at 580.5. D-sweet, new contract high and high close, up 10¼ cents at 856. January beans down $0.01¼ at 1273. The meal was down 780 a ton. The oil was up 73 cents or 73 ticks at 6014. The wheat was a strong one here with Chicago and Kansas City both making new contract highs. The French wheat is making new highs as well. We've got Western Australia. They claim that 50% of their wheat will not make exportable grade at 10.5%. Most of it's coming in around 9%. That's 50% of Western Australia. But we know that things are bad on the East as well. They're going to have a huge crop. It's just a matter of what the quality is going to be with all these rains. Looking at my weather system, it looks like they're going to have good rains on the East Coast really for the next 5 days. It's like 40, 60, 80, 100% rain on any given day out there. And it looks like we're going to see some more rains for the next 4 or 5 days. Certainly won't help the crop out there. And I think that's pressuring our wheat higher, along with fund buying. After today, let's see what I've got. I'll have funds long about 50,000 contracts after today. So they've really done a pretty good job of adding to these long positions here. So when it's all said and done, the corn of 3¾ cents on the dryness in the southern 15% of Brazil, the dryness in Argentina. Now, they're supposed to get good rains tomorrow. The confidence level has moved from low to about average. So it looks like they're going to have some rains Wednesday and Thursday. I don't think there's any question that rains are going to fall. The big question is where. Are they going to get far enough north to get the southern third of Brazil? Are they going to get far enough south to get into Argentina? That just remains to be seen. But overall, the Brazilian crops are in really pretty good shape. Corn a little bit higher with the crude oil up $1.75 a barrel here. It's come back about $4 off its lows from yesterday or the it was yesterday, I think it made the lows around 74, 75, somewhere in that range. So the oil is trying to come back here despite the president releasing his oil reserves along with Great Britain, China, South Korea, and India. So for the time being, it could be just one of these one-day fake-outs, but you know, I think it's going to make a difference worldwide when it's all said and done. Interesting, the silver's taking it on the chin here again. It's down 71 cents. It's been down $1 an ounce. Gold's down $18 an ounce. The dollar is basically steady. It's down 6 ticks, but still 96.48. Still way too high of a price. You know, every day we didn't see export sales, any flash sales this morning. Every day that goes by that we don't see something on the board, we're just, you know, the clock is ticking. So we've got an awful lot of exports to get, particularly in the beans, to get it to where the USDA thinks it's going to be. My guess is December they're going to cut exports and maybe again in January as well. That's about it. These were, you know, solid closes in the wheat. I expect them to make new highs on the last Friday of the month as well. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. I'll be back on Monday.